Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Joining me, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team has been on a four-game win streak since October 28th, beating up the Bulldogs twice and then a road sweep at St. Cloud State. What has been the key to them, your team, getting that many wins in a row?
Well, a combination of things, Kelly. Certainly good goaltending in all those games. I think our defensive core has played really, really well. You know, we've been able to outshoot our opponents in all four of those games, which means we've possessed the puck more than our opponents. And we've got some timely goals and getting scoring from a lot of different people, getting scoring from our defense, getting scoring from different lines. So a bit of a combination. Like I said, I really liked the way we played pretty much all year long. And you know, fortunately, we were able to come out on top the last four.
Well, I know Aaron Dieters was named WCHA Defensive Player of the Week after that pair of 3-0 shutouts this last weekend. What does that mean to this program to finally see her get a reward?
Well, you know, nice for her, obviously. Just feel just really proud of her in terms of her how she's gone about you know, keeping herself ready, working hard. Was a great teammate, obviously, throughout the time with Brittany Moe out here, and you know, she's played well. That's the key, and like I said, just to go back to her home rink in her hometown, you know, certainly extra special. But now a new challenge because certainly Ohio State's playing extremely well and they're loaded with a lot of very, very good players. So certainly we're going to need good goaltending to have a chance tonight.
I know Emma Terrace leads your team with 4 goals and 5 assists, along with Claire DeGeorge, who's a freshman with 2 goals and 7 assists. It's nice to see a senior and a freshman at the top of that list. It means that you've got balanced scoring, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, those two are playing together, so that certainly helps. But Emma's had an outstanding year. Just really, she and Claire have kind of gelled really since we put them together. And I think we knew Claire was a pretty special player prior to her arriving here, and she certainly hasn't disappointed at all. She's a threat every time she's on the ice. And I think since the addition of Paige Beebe on the line, it's really made that line dangerous. You know, every time they're on the ice, they have the ability to put the puck in the net, and they can tilt the ice and get things going for us. So, obviously, you know, we'd certainly like to have more than 9 points in our leading score, but, you know, we're just going to keep plugging away, and hopefully the bottom line is we want to outscore our opponents every game, and hopefully we can do that again tonight.
You're playing a number 5-ranked Buckeye team that is second in the WCHA right now. Your team is in fourth, tied with Duluth. Obviously, 6 points on the line this weekend. They're so important. What is it about the Buckeyes that you guys have watched in film that, you know, coming into this weekend, you're going to really have to pay attention to?
Well, like I mentioned on Tuesday, you know, they start with their goaltending. You know, Cassie Sove is just an outstanding goalie, and it looks like she's back in tonight. So she's just she can shut the door. I mean, she's an All-American, and there's a reason for that. So, but on top of that, they've got four you know, defensemen that they play pretty much all the time, those top four, and every single one of them get up and go. They all handle the puck extremely well. They all skate extremely well. You know, they like to jump up in the play. They have two lines that can score for sure, and they certainly put a lot of pressure on you. You just look at their, you know, their lineup. Obviously, the two freshmen that looks like she split them up. They've been playing extremely well, and they're scoring at a high rate. So again, they're a dangerous team in terms of offense, and they got great goaltending on the other end. So it's a formidable challenge for anybody, and tonight's our turn.
I know your penalty kill has been spectacular over the last 4 games or so. What is going to be key to getting power play goals, though, against a team like Ohio State?
Well, I think for any time for a power play, you know, it's really, really important that you're moving the puck, you're moving your feet. You don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to be predictable. And that means that all 5 players have to be moving and reading the play. And you know, you got to take what they give you. You don't want to force pucks through 4 sticks. You know, and you want to get pucks to the net. You got to get people in the net, try to take our eyes away, all those things we talk about. But really, it's just a matter of them moving and moving the puck. And then when you get that opportunity, you got to get it on the net.
Tomorrow is going to be the Skate with the Beavers event, and it's always very popular, and it's so fun for your players to get out there and be able to visit with the kids that watch them play.
Those relationships are special. Those, you know, our group loves any opportunity they have to interact with the youth of Bemidji and the surrounding communities, and it's what a great way for them to actually spend some really up close and personal time with our players. And I know our group loves it. You know, they'll spend as much time as they can. They'll take as many pictures as people want. And there's been relationships that have developed that have lasted a long, long time, certainly through the 4 years that a player will be here playing for the Beavers. But then even after that, I know a lot of those relationships, they develop with families last. And, you know, that's all part of it. That's all part of the experience that our players have. And, again, anytime they have an opportunity to whether it's giving back, whether it's spending time with the youth of the community, they're certainly going to take advantage of it.
Going back to tonight's game, what's going to be the key to getting a win here against this Buckeye team?
Well, I think a number of things. You know, obviously we want to have a good start, but I think managing the puck is going to be critical. What I mean by that is we really have to limit our turnovers, because this is a team that will definitely take advantage of turnovers, especially at either blue line. So it's going to be important for us to, you know, keep the game simple, get pucks past our defensemen, get it deep, but then get after that puck and forecheck. And we want to possess the puck, Kelly. We want to spend more time in their zone. We want to make them play defense. And I think if we can do that for the majority of the game, it's certainly going to go a long way towards us being successful.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thank you very much.